Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time for Parish Pump now, and we're joined this morning by Claire Nichols. Good morning, Claire.
Morning.
Who is a community worker with Abbey People. So let's begin. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit where Abbey is.
So the Abbey Ward of Cambridge is kind of in the east of the city. So it's kind of the edge of the city from Fenditton, and then goes kind of up to the Elizabeth Way roundabout up Newmarket Road, and then kind of up to the railway bridge on Barnwell Road. So
it's quite a large area.
It's quite a large area, yeah.
Quite a lot of community feel.
Yeah, it's got lots of little pockets. Kind of each area has got quite a nice little feel, like community feel to it. Yeah.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about the Groundwork Green Team scheme.
So that's a partnership project that Abbey People have been involved in recently with Groundwork East, who that's like the eastern region, part of a national charity. And it's a scheme for people who've been unemployed for a while. It's like a quite intensive. They did like 4 days a week for 13 weeks, and they gained a level one in horticulture and landscaping.
Oh, so it's a bit Tommy Walsh then, is it?
Yeah, but the people who are on it, they got a lot out of it. Some of them are going on to do some more volunteering. Some of them have kind of like, we're trying to get into that kind of area of work, and they've all grown in confidence and skills. It's really lovely to see. Had a celebration on Thursday for them, but as well as being really beneficial to them, it's been really beneficial for the area as well, because they've done a lot of improvement of the like community green spaces in the area.
What have they done? Where have they been working?
So the community orchard. Not a lot of people realise that there's one in Abbey.
I have been aware of it. Possibly because of an item on this radio station.
So it kind of backs onto the allotment, so it's near Abbey Pool. They had like a 10-year list of things that they wanted to do, and in 13 weeks, they've done all of it.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's amazing. So lots of people obviously signed up to get involved with this.
They had like 12, 15 sign up, and not everyone stays on it because some, you know, through it, people realise maybe it's not what they want to do. But the guys who stayed on it are just fantastic. They also do some work at the little bit of green near the Barnwell Road shops as well. Mm. So they put in some extra seating. There's like a little amphitheatre bit, which we're hoping to use for some more community events later in the year.
Lovely.
Probably at Christmas when they have the lights for some carol singing, things like that. So.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. I'm trying to think. That's very close to the roundabout.
Yeah, really close to the McDonald's roundabout, yeah.
So you just mentioned Christmas with candles, carol singing just then, but we want to focus. You're already thinking about summer as
well. We are, yes. So we have a summer offer every year for the people who live in Abbey, which is kindly funded by the City Council. And so we have a big event in June. It's a big lunch, so on one of the local parks. So it's on Dudley Road Park, and that's like lots of stalls, a barbecue, like we have climbing wall, activities, loads of local community groups. So it's a really nice afternoon for families. So that's always at the beginning, I think it's the 9th of June. So and then we, for local residents as well, we do some trips over the summer. So we run some coaches. So we go to somewhere on the coast one day, and then we go to...
Somewhere? Do they just like set off aimlessly, or is there a specific destination?
I think we're going to Clacton this year.
Excellent.
So we've been, in the past, we've been to Lowestoft, Felixstowe, Hunstanton. So we try and move it around a bit. So I think this year we're planning to go to Clacton.
I think Clacton was one of the staples when I was small. It was Clacton or just on... Sort of on the other side, you've got Walton-on-the-Naze, haven't you?
It's such a lovely beach, and there's plenty to do on the pier as well. So it's a really nice family, family trip. Yeah. And then we usually go to a family park as well. I think we're hoping to go to Paradise Wildlife Park, I think, this year.
I have no idea where that is.
I can't remember now.
Oh dear, that's
it's not
okay.
That far.
It's not too far to go.
They're never that far.
I guess you don't want to go too far, really, in a roundabout way, do you? But you want to go far enough to get...
But
have a change.
They're lovely trips. We just have people from the local community, kind of, you know, whole families come together.
So how many would go typically? How many would go on such a trip?
I mean, on the beach trip, we've usually had two coaches. So, like, big, decent-sized coaches sometimes do the double-decker ones. So, yeah.
That's not bad at all.
It's just a nice opportunity for people who, you know, if you don't have transport, it can be quite awkward to get to places. So, putting a coach on
What other plans do you have for the summer?
Well, we're hoping to do some smaller things with local partner organisations, so probably History Works. They've got doing some stuff around the Chisholm Trail this year.
We came across History Works, didn't we, at the Mill Road Winter Fair, because they were responsible for, I guess, the big, it's a letter R, isn't it?
Oh, the R, yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
And all that Romsey singing, which we had.
Oh, that was
had.
Lovely.
Yeah. They're going to be doing quite a bit more work in the Abbey area this year, so hopefully we'll be doing some things with them over the summer.
Oh, excellent. Well, do come back and let us know a little bit about when that comes to be. And if they're doing songs, then come in here and
they do love a song.
Them.
So.
I know.
How much, like, sort of time, obviously, you know, putting together this sort of community feel and all the activities and everything, you must be quite sort of dedicated to it. I mean, how do you organise that? And have you got a lot of support from others?
So, I mean, us as an organisation, there's a board of trustees, myself and one or two other people who mainly do the stuff, but we do have volunteers as well. We're always on the lookout for more volunteers. We have some very dedicated ones who do a lot of stuff for us. I think, you know, we very much encourage people from the local community to get involved in their own community so they can, you know, drive what's going on in it.
Yeah.
And we have time credits for people if they want to. So it's like an hour of your time.
You can kind of cash them in almost, can't you, for nice things?
Yes, so things like the cinema or the Abbey Pool, or there's like selected things at like the Junction or ADC. You can spend them in other places as well. You can, some of like the tourist things in London as well, you can use time credits for. So, but yeah, it's just really, it's good to get local people involved because you want to make sure that you're doing things that people want in their area. And, you know, the more people are kind of involved and driving it, the more successful things are going to be.
And how do you go about getting more people to get involved?
So, I mean, some of it is like attending local groups that are already going on. Sometimes we literally just, you know, we'll have a walk. I'll have a walk around the area. I regularly update like the community notice board. So quite often I'll have a chat with people when I'm around doing that.
And are members of the Abbey people, are they, you know, if you walk down the street, are you likely to be stopped by somebody to say, well, when's that coach trip leaving to Clacton?
Yeah, I do quite often get people stopping me. Because I run a youth club with Abbey people. We're like a junior youth club. So a lot of the kids and their parents know me as well. So I get quite a bit of that when I'm out and about. But as well as that, we have a Facebook page, which is quite active, which is a really good way to find out about things or send us ideas as well. That's just Abbey in Cambridge. And we have a website as well, which is abbeypeople.org.uk. And you can always email me. It's community@abbeypeople.org.uk. We're always wanting to hear people's ideas or if people want to get involved. It's
fantastic. Sounds like very positive in Abbey as well.
Yeah. I think we just... everyone that I've met in Abbey has generally been very friendly and lovely and kind of want things in their community. So it is generally a very positive kind of atmosphere. Yeah.
Oh,
that's great. Well, Claire, thank you very much for coming in to chat to us this morning. That was Claire Nichols. She is a community worker with Abbey People. It takes us to 9:16. Cambridge 105 Radio.